Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Dogs Podcast with your hosts, Blake Reniker, Justin Charles, John Nye, and Josh All.
Now we're back. I didn't even have the mics unmuted.
Why? Well, that's fine.
Kyle, that was Kyle's rear.
Yeah.
For anybody who's interested, that's producer Kyle.
Views are going to go
through the roof.
You didn't
even have to pay for that.
Yeah. That was free.
Forget only.
We just shot up to 10,000 viewers.
What? Wow.
Kyle, come back.
Yeah, get back in here.
Yeah. So as you can see, we got John.
Everybody say hi to
right
Kyle.
Now.
Come on. You can jump in the picture here.
So we gave ourselves 5 minutes to get John ready. Clearly, that wasn't enough time. So we're going to do, you know, like Bill O'Reilly said, we're going to do it live.
Well, it was kind of fun. Right. We got them all situated. And then at the very last minute, we said, is his mic on?
Nope. It was not on. And then turns out ours weren't on. So, John, it's good to have you here. I won't ask you anything since you don't have a mic yet and the people won't be able to hear you. Uh-oh. Are we good now?
Are we good now?
Can you guys hear John?
I don't know. They'll have to let us know.
Hashtag let them know.
While you were gone, I told your joke about CJ Stroud not requesting a trade from Houston.
Yeah, it would behoove him.
It landed like a brick. I thought it was funnier than America did. I'm glad you got here safely, John.
Thank you.
So while we were gone, BJ Ujulari picked by the Cardinals. I have some information on him, if I can find it, courtesy of the Discord. And we're way behind, so I got to catch up. Did I already talk about him? No, I didn't. BJ Ujulari, edge rusher out of LSU, 21 years old, 6'2", 248 pounds. Ujulari is the younger brother of Giants edge rusher and second rounder Azeez Ujulari. So he's got good NFL stock.
We talked about him
in the family.
Whenever he was coming out for as a potential pick for the Browns.
He's similarly undersized edge with an array of pass rushing moves at his disposal. Saw his playing time ever since his freshman year and racked up 127 pressures in 3 seasons. So the dude's been productive since a freshman at a high level university like LSU. So that's impressive. And then also while we were gone, the Packers finally picked an offensive player.
Yes. I like that pick.
And they picked tight end out of Oregon State, Luke Musgrave.
Yep.
He is 22 years old, 6'6", 253 pounds. He ran a 4.61. Said it's a shame we only saw 2 games out of Musgrave before an undisclosed knee injury cost him the rest of the 2022 season. The senior tight end was balling with 11 catches for 169 yards and a score over that span. He's the best athlete at the position in the class, boasting the kind of speed and agility to separate from defensive backs. You've kind of just seen, like, tight ends, I would say, in, like, the last, what, since Gronk came onto the scene and Aaron Hernandez. I mean, those hybrid tight ends, if you have one or two of them, I mean, in Njoku, they're game changers. And they're typically they're the safety net for your quarterback.
Yeah, Musgrave's a guy that Barry Shuck, another guy that he saw at the Senior Bowl. He talked to him, interviewed him, you know, watched him that week and came away pretty impressed. But I think the lack of playing experience, the injury history was a bit of a concern. Yeah, go ahead.
So the Lions pick is in. Very weird draft so far with the Lions.
Yeah.
If they don't go defense here, I don't know. My head might explode because that was the team's weakness.
Yeah.
And they've gone, what, running back? And then they went the linebacker. And then who did they pick up again here just early in the second round?
Tight end. Out of Iowa.
Yeah, the tight end out of Iowa. So they need to go defense. And they need to go defense in a bad way. And I'm kind of surprised with a head coach like Dan Campbell, like the tough I'm kind of surprised they've gone all this offense so far. Mm-hmm. Are you guys surprised with that?
It doesn't surprise me so much just because we saw them actually put together a pretty decent offensive output last
yeah.
year.
Yeah.
And it just seems like that's what they want to continue doing. So I don't hate the picks they've made. I hate where they've taken them.
Oh, that's fair.
You know what
that's
I mean? I think fair. Jahmyr yeah. Gibbs is a great running back for yeah. them. But at 12, I think was a bad yeah. place to take
I think
him.
You could have gotten him farther down.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, while we got a little bit of dead time here, while we're waiting for the Lions pick to come in, something we talked about before the break that we were going to get into, a team that teams are considering, or people are considering, had a good day yesterday, AFC North rival, the Ravens. So, I yep. feel like we need to finally get into this a little bit.
Yes.
And get John warmed up, coming mm-hmm. into here. First of all, what do you guys think of re-signing Lamar? How much does it turn the needle? Because me and Justin and Josh, we were kind of going back and forth
yeah.
in our text message group when that happened. I'm on the side, like, I wanted him gone.
Me too.
I wanted him gone. Me too. One, I just thought there was no shot he's coming back.
Yep.
Like, I thought it was done.
I wanted a rebuild.
I don't like to give this guy any props, but Aaron Butler's like Nostradamus right
yes.
now.
Yes.
I mean,
he's got the pulse on the Ravens.
Yeah, if you're listening right now, which I don't know if you are, don't let that go to your head, but he called it. He called Odell. He called Lamar. I mean, they made him the highest paid player
in the NFL
history. It's one of those things. Do I know if he's worth being paid the most money in NFL history? That part I don't know. Is it annoying and makes life tougher for the Browns? 100% yes.
Yeah, I agree completely.
Like if sitting, it's one of those things where before they re-signed Lamar, I had the Ravens is probably finishing like third in the division. Now, if I was sitting here, I would probably pick them to win it now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Zay Flowers is an absolute steal for them. I can't.
And they always get their guy. Yeah. It always. Yep. The last year, who did it fell to him last year that they got? They just like fell right to
Kyle
him.
Hamilton.
Yeah. Yeah, the guys just they like the guy that like the they have starred on their big board just falls to them.
Yeah.
It's just the rich get richer. So, thoughts, Lamar. How does he? What do you guys think?
I'll start it off. I thought that they were going to be rolling out a very good defense and that they were going to be hard to score against.
Fatal Gnome says, glad you made it, John. Hope you didn't work too hard. We need your effort now.
Sorry, I worked too hard.
No, you didn't. I know what you do for a living. The machine worked hard.
Yeah.
That's true.
So, keep going.
But I was honestly hoping that I'm not saying that they would go into a rebuild, but I wanted a little uncertainty. And I felt like the whole offseason that it just felt very like un-Baltimore like. You know what I mean? I felt like their offseason was rough. The direction was a little strange. And then, you start seeing things falling in place. Honestly, I know Josh is going to disagree with this. I think that they're going to be very dangerous on offense. And we can say, hey, is Odell going to stay healthy, blah, blah, blah. Like you said, Flowers is – I think that those guys are going to be running around wide open because everybody's so worried about the run. And you have Dobbins and you have Lamar Jackson who can absolutely just shred you. I think there's just going to be a lot of backs turned. And this is a team that has kicked our ass for years. My entire life, they have put it on us. And we can say, hey, Lamar Jackson, he sucks. He's 6-3 against us.
He
beats us. Ah, that's tough.
Hey, you want to talk about this one?
Yeah, let's go.
We'll come back to Lamar. Go ahead and talk. You seem excited.
This is, for where they're getting him, this is an absolute steal. I mean, They just signed CJ Gardner-Johnson, who's very versatile. Brian Branch is also very versatile.
This is the Lions we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some people have listed him as a corner. Some people have him as a safety. For me, he is a safety, but he's a do-it-all guy. Like, this is a great pick. And, I mean, the Lions have put some money on defense. I know they haven't necessarily drafted a ton of defense,
yeah.
But you've been talking about it. They need to add, solid defensive players. They just got one of the steals of the draft, in my opinion. And this is at 45. This is a guy that I would have thought would have been top of the second round.
Yeah.
And here we are at 45.
So we got Brian Branch Jr. Out of Alabama, 21 years old, 6 foot, 190 pounds. He ran a 4.58. Branch is the definition of a football player. He plays the game you wish every defensive back would. He's also the best tackling defensive back PFF has graded, missing only 4 tackles on 174 career attempts. Here's my thing about that. We as Browns fan know, I feel like tackling is so underrated when evaluating these players. Mm-hmm. I don't care how good you are. If you can't tackle, you can't play. This is still football, and we watch Mac Wilson and all kinds of players on the Browns just miss tackle. And it turns 2 yard gains into first downs, and it kills your defense. So solid pick by the Lions. Do the Lions win the division?
They could.
They could.
They very well could.
I mean, they
Jamison Williams suspended. Don't forget.
But they played all year with last year without him.
I still think the Vikings have the leg up in that division, but their defense is not that great.
And they won a lot of close games.
Yeah, that's
they
right.
They won all their close games last year.
Right. It was the opposite end of the spectrum. The year before, they lost all of those one-score games.
Right.
Last year, they won all of them. So you got to think if they fall in the middle, they're going to be like a 500 team.
That's very possible. You know what I mean? It's totally possible. Yeah.
So we'll see. I'm picking the Lions right now. I'm on my Lions.
You are, man. You want to double up on that?
Huh? I knew who kept saying the Lions were going to finish above the Packers last year.
I'm him.
You're him.
Yeah, I'm him. So back to the Lamar situation. Here's my argument on it. Is I don't think Lamar's an elite level passer, but I don't think he needs to be.
Correct.
With their defense, I think. And Aaron Butler has been saying this, and we gave him crap for it because I didn't think he was going to be on the team. They don't have to score that many points. If the Ravens score 20 points, they're going to make the playoffs, a game, because their defense will keep you down, and then they will just be the number one rushing team in the league. Lamar will throw for 2,800 yards, but it'll rush for 1,600, and you won't be able to stop him, and it'll convert third downs with his legs, and you'll be on the field for 45 plays instead of 70, and they'll beat you 20-14. And that's what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. That's my fear.
I don't think it's about really how well Lamar can throw a football. To me,
it's how he affects the game in his way.
Well, as far as how successful they're going to be, to me, it's all about health.
Yeah,
100%.
Lamar is a playoff. I mean, he gets to the playoffs. Hasn't done well in the playoffs, but the only years he didn't make it, he was hurt. For most of the year. So if he's healthy, they're going to be dangerous. I don't know. They got some people on offense, Odell being one of them, Lamar.
They just drafted Zay Flowers.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Are they going to stay healthy, those guys? I mean, and J.K. Dobbins still coming off an injury. I mean, he looked like he was getting back to form last year, but you just never know how a guy's going to respond after that either with re-injury stuff. My thing with the Ravens is we just sat here earlier and talked about how, these teams talk about defense, but in the end, whenever they win a Super Bowl, what wins the Super Bowl right now? It's this offense, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, the Ravens aren't going to have that offense. I went back and I looked. So since I think it was 1996 is whenever their franchise actually started, and they've only had three seasons where they've had over 4,000 passing yards as a team. So they're not a high, they just don't have a history of being a high passing offense, and I still don't think they're going to be. I mean, we're talking when Lamar came in, it was 3,700. 2019, it was 3,300, 2,900. They didn't even hit 3,000 in 2020, 4,200 then in 21, but then back down to 32. So I just don't see them having the, I know the Todd Monken thing, whatever, blah, 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 but I just don't see it happening.
I guess my argument would be I don't think they need to.
They don't need to.
But I'm saying when you get to the playoffs, like we're talking about winning the
division. Okay, yeah.
But I'm talking about it because Lamar gets to the playoffs, he's going to lose. So that's a foregone conclusion. But that's just going to continue happening because of this.
No, I'm not talking about the Super Bowl. I don't think, you know, I'm not saying Lamar signing with the Ravens makes them Super Bowl favorites. I'm saying it makes them AFC North favorites. And I don't think, if Lamar throws for 3,000 yards, that's not how they need to play. I think the only thing that could be the downfall of the Ravens is if they come out and just try to be a wide open passing attack and Lamar throws it 40 times a game. To me, then that could be their downfall because that's not his strength. But if they play to the strength, what scares me the most is if Todd Monken comes out and spreads them out and runs like a college spread, because you're not going to stop that. In a college, Urban Meyer ran the spread at Ohio State, but we still ran the ball a ton. If they go to that kind of offense, you're not stopping a Dobbins, Lamar Reed option. Except when your defense is all on the outside the numbers. You're not doing it. So that's what scares me. It doesn't matter if they only throw for 3,000 yards, if they have 2,500 yards rushing. That's 5,500 yards offense in a season.
So, DF, you got information on Zay Flowers, some knowledge on him? Because I was looking at, since Lamar came in the league in 2018, who are, like, guys that the Ravens have taken in the top 100 picks of the draft? And the names are guys like Rashad Bateman, J.K. Dobbins, Devin Duvernay, Marquise Brown, Miles Boykin, Hayden Hurst was a first-rounder, Mark Andrews, and now Zay Flowers. So, out of that list, I really only see two, like, obviously, Mark Andrews, that was a good pick. He was a third-round pick. Marquise Brown was – he had his moments Hollywood with them. Yeah. It wasn't terrible, but I don't think he was a first-round production pick. And then Rashad Bateman, the jury's out because he's never on the field, and Dobbins is good. But overall, they have not drafted very well in the top 100. So why is Zay Flowers different?
So the thing that's different with Zay Flowers is he's good over the middle of the field, where I would argue Hollywood Brown is more of your deep threat. Just send him vertical. Flowers is going to beat you with his technique. He's a great route runner and he gets open. I mean, that's the one thing. He's shifty and he's going to be able to shake defenders at the NFL level. The thing with me though, is Lamar is the type of player, obviously he extends plays, but you know, when the play breaks down, Zay Flowers, similar to like an OBJ, is going to be able to adjust on the fly. I mean, okay, that's one of the things that he's going to be able to do. And at his shiftiness, at his speed, boy, I mean, that's crazy, especially when you factor in the guys they already have. You know, for me, there was two guys, Jason and Zay Flowers, that I did not want on the Ravens, and they got Flowers, which I guess as an Ohio State fan, I guess I would rather have them get. Yeah, because
it already makes me sick that Dobbins is on their team.
Yeah, I still like to root for JSN, so this is good.
I still don't put their receiving core. Like, I'm not afraid of their receivers. Basically, it's Lamar.
Yeah,
and it's Lamar because we have yet to prove to stop him. Mm-hmm. He Justin said, he's 6-3 against us. Like, I'm not going to say I'm afraid of their defense, but I think their defense has a chance to be very good.
It's very good, yeah.
Okay, so they're going to have a solid defense, and they're going to just ball control you to death. I don't think Odell tips the needle for them. I'm not afraid of Bateman. Mark Andrews is very good.
Yes.
Even Zay Flowers, I'm not that worried. I already watched him ruin Bateman. You know, it's just the fact that this guy touches the ball 70 times a game for them, and he's one of the most electric players in the league, and I don't want to deal with that.
Right.
That's my thought process.
It's just more speed, more shiftiness, more quickness in general for the Ravens. That's the most frustrating part. It's like a team that's already fast got faster. And he's not just speed. This is not Anthony Schwartz. You know, this is somebody.
It's football speed.
Yeah. Elite route runner.
Yeah.
And he can actually play the position.
He's been compared to, not off the field, but on the field, Antonio Brown.
I've heard that.
It's crazy.
Just,
who's also on the Ravens.
That, I'll tell you what, that was the craziest thing I saw all day.
Like, as long as he's not like AB on Snapchat, that's all I care about.
So wow. we got the Bucks pick coming in. We'll announce this pick, then we'll get caught up. We kind of missed the last few with our Ravens talk. Mm-hmm. So this Bucks pick is in. Offensive tackle Cody Mock.
Congrats, Baker. Get some protection.
It's a big boy.
So let's go back and review real quick.
That's who that is.
Wasn't he a tight end in high school or something?
Oh, yeah. I thought he was a quarterback or something.
He
was a quarterback. This dude.
Yeah. Quarterback, tight end, and defensive end.
Nice.
Yeah, at the high school. Big dude. So, I mean, that's kind
of a lot of hair.
Yeah, you don't see that every day. So I kind of want to recap these picks then. The Patriots went edge rusher Keon White. Are they ever going to draft offensive players? Poor Mac Wilson, man.
Well, rumor was they wanted to trade him.
Yeah,
I guess they don't. I guess they that Belichick did not like some of the backdoor dealing that Mac Wilson was doing last year, and Belichick's you know greatest coach of all time probably, but it's a point now where is he's kind of old and set in his ways, and he doesn't seem to he's not evolving with the league. You know what I mean? And you're not gonna be good with what they have right now. Like it's you got to have speed and you got to be able to win in space and all that kind of stuff. So I'm surprised to see them go defense again.
Baker's gonna love this dude, isn't he?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. He looks like a fun dude.
Well, for the period of time Baker's there, he will love him.
True.
Yeah. So and then Washington went Jartavius Martin, cornerback out of Illinois. PFF didn't like that. They gave it a below average grade. And then Tampa Bay here. And then the Steelers have already made their pick. And so has Green Bay. Man, TV is
behind.
Way behind.
Do you know who Steelers picked? Did it show you?
They're getting ready to pick right here, but I do know who they picked.
Okay.
Do you want, so we got hey, Aaron's in here. Yeah, yes. Aaron, I gave you your flowers earlier, and that's it.
Your Zay flowers.
Yeah. He says, OBJ and Todd Monken, Zay Flowers, Nelson Aguilar are here for the ride, not to save the Ravens. They're here to learn how to win and help
Nelson
win
Aguilar, the Super Bowl. Really? That's part of your argument?
Yeah, I will listen to you all day about winning games and being competitive and being very good. Don't talk Super Bowl. Lamar has one win and in the playoffs, and he has more turnovers than touchdowns in the playoffs. So if you're –
take it easy.
Yeah. Well, so – Give it a rest.
Kenny Max says, how are there so many Ravens fans on a Dogs podcast?
I don't want to jump ahead, but I just saw the Packers pick.
I haven't seen it yet, but I had a buddy text me, and he said he likes what they're doing.
This, I'm not going to spoil it, but what I'm going to say is this is very interesting because this is a guy that we have talked about later, and he went very early.
Well, I wonder how many people here in the chat aren't ahead of the TV anyway, you know, with us, but... I mean, you guys let us know. Do you want us to start spoiling stuff?
For everybody in the room, but...
Oh, it doesn't matter to me.
And Brendan says it's because the Ravens don't have podcasts.
That's not true. Engraven Vids on YouTube. He's a great
Ravens
YouTube guy. I mean, I had a little beef with him for no reason over Baker at one point, but he's cool. I like him. Good dude.
It says everybody's behind. In the Discord, that we're way ahead of you.
I'm not well shocked. Aware.
Phil Davis says there's several Ravens podcasts. Yeah. Well, why don't you list them off for Aaron and Be More Ravens and whatever whoever else we got in here so they can
Willie Johnson. I love that name.
This episode is sponsored by Omaha Steaks. Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest homemade burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun, filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code DOGS, D-A-W-G-S, at checkout and get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code DOGS, D-A-W-G-S, at checkout. You get $20 off the Burger Perfection flight, plus free shipping. Discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line,
prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So, are you guys surprised the Browns haven't done, we haven't heard anything yet, or are, do you think they're going to stay pat? You think they're going to move up? What do you guys think?
I'm not surprised. I mean, we didn't jump up 20 picks, you know, last year. Mm-hmm. You know, the year we got JOK, we moved up a few slots, you know, nothing crazy.
Do you think there's, like, do you think a Chase Young thing is in the works, or do you think, or do you think like a Hopkins thing's, like, do you think they're backdoor dealing right now, or do you think we're just sitting pat?
Go ahead.
Dude, we're not getting Chase Young if they want 2 first-round picks.
This is very true.
We don't have those.
This is very true. You know, we don't. Our first-round pick this year and next year is our quarterback.
I think people got to get over the big-name hunting. I think you got to be realistic here. And I know I probably sound extremely negative when I say this. Like, every week I feel like I say this. But you have to look at the contracts and look at the long term. The value is getting guys in the second, third, and fourth round who can be starters for you on the rookie contracts. Yep. That's where the core of your team is made. And as far as your question about the Browns trading up, if things keep going as they are and it's not going to cost an arm and a leg to trade up, you're still looking at a lot of great names that the Browns could be interested in.
I was actually going to run through some of these that I was just skimming through the top.
Did I miss it? Did Josh Downs get picked? Or
no, he's still on the board. Trent Simpson's still on the board.
Yeah.
Cedric Tillman, who's Jalin Hyatt's teammate, that I actually like Cedric Tillman better than Jalin Hyatt.
Myself. Hyatt's available too.
Marvin, yeah, Hyatt's still out there. Marvin Mims. There, I was just going to mention Keanu Benton, who just went to the Steelers. Great. What?
I was about to cuss.
Yeah, that was a guy that would have been nice to be available for the Browns, but I will not mention him now.
Steelers always get great defensive linemen.
So Zach Pickens, the DT out of South Carolina, is still available. That's Sidney Brown, the safety out of Illinois. Battle is still available. Drew Sanders, the linebacker out of Arkansas. There's still a lot of guys.
What is the biggest position in need?
You know, I had somebody point out to me that, you know, we spend a lot of time talking about linebacker, rightfully so. I still think defensive interior, we need some more depth there, and we are thin on the edge still.
I don't think there's any interior defensive lineman that I would take right now. I think for the Browns, I'm more so looking at 98
okay.
versus 74, especially, I mean, we've been talking about it. Some of the positions that you have with the talent still available, I think it's worth it to take that position with the better talent and then just come back to it later. And plus, I mean, it's a very interesting name, and you guys are Ohio State fans. Zach Harrison.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is a kid who was the number one prospect coming out of high school. Uber athletic. He's massive. For me, I kind of think he plays similar to a guy the Browns just had, Jadeveon Clowney. So, you know, his lack of production, and I think he's dropping or has dropped massively. That's the guy I want to talk about. Has dropped massively because of the lack of production, because you're talking Nick Bosa, Joey Bosa, Chase Young, Cam Hayward. That's the level you got to play at. He didn't play at that level, but he's got the talent to get there. So he's an interesting name.
Yeah, him, and I keep seeing Nick Herbig out of Wisconsin, too, as another guy. So there's a lot of names out there. So, I mean, as far as trading up, to kind of address the original question, I'm thinking it's stay pat or trade back a few. If there's like three or four or five of these guys on the board that the Browns are like, we're good with any of these guys, they might trade back a few spots
collect a couple. Back. God, I hate
trading. I'm not saying I love it. I'm saying I can see it happening. Andrew Berry's only traded up one time in 3 years. So
for JOK.
For JOK.
So it makes me kind of nervous when I think about the Browns roster and whole, which we're going to get to Jaden Reed pick out for the Packers right now. DF's chomping at the bit. But I just want to, if you really look at the roster, we're thin kind of a lot of places. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, who's going to be the other starting interior D lineman?
We don't know.
It's up for the take.
You know what I mean? We don't know. Who's going to start a linebacker? You know, we don't know. If Amari Cooper goes down, wide receiver is...
What about safety?
You know what I mean?
Safety's locked up, I think.
One injury and it's...
Well, and yeah.
That's what I'm saying. If there's... I agree with you there. I think they're great as far as starters, but if there's an injury, they're... Man, we love the Anthony Bell, but it's him and then... who's the other guy? Bubba something? I've never even heard of the guy. I mean, I feel like that's a lot of just...
It's crazy to me, you know, just talking about safety. You know, I've talked a lot about Jordan Battle. I can't believe, because for me, modern day strong safeties in the NFL is exactly what he is. Like, you want a guy who can hit, who's fast, who's physical, but he's also great in coverage. Mm-hmm. And he's not being talked about that highly, and it's kind of surprising to me because he's done it consistently. I mean, you know, maybe he's not been like the player that just pops off the tape all the time, but he's not been bad, and he tested decently, and here we are, and it kind of looks like the Browns might be able to get him at 98.
Oh, man. Can they move up to pick 53 and 54?
No kidding.
We're still 20-some picks away from the Browns. The fact that we got all these people in here and we're still 20 picks away from a Browns pick is pretty awesome. Again, thanks for being here. We got Ravens fans in here running their mouths right now. I'm going to give DF his chance here. He wants to talk about Packers pick Jaden Reed. So the floor is yours.
No, I mean, I think it's interesting because, again, with the NFL draft, what fascinates me the most is what you're seeing a lot this year, where it's like you have guys at the same position who, in my opinion, are better, but because of a few traits, you're seeing other guys go ahead. And Reed is one of those players. I mean, the Packers, if they're looking for a Jalen Reed and they didn't take a Tillman or a Hyatt or somebody like that, that's surprising to me. So, some people think that, you know, he's got potential to be really, really good. The Packers must believe that because they passed up a lot of really good receivers who produced in college football for this kid.
Yeah, I mean, and he's not – so I've heard a lot of people talking about him being strictly a slot receiver in the NFL. I mean, he's not exactly the small slot receiver profile. I mean, he's 5'11". He's almost 6 feet tall, about 190. Oh, the Seahawks took Charbonnet.
Oh, my that's what God. I – yeah.
Whoa.
Did Kenneth Walker and Zach Charbonnet.
Their offense is going to be loaded. Ridiculous.
Crazy. If
they see an opening in that division, they know they're, I mean, it's them and the Niners.
For sure.
If Geno doesn't regress and he plays like he did last year.
Yikes.
I'm still taking the Niners.
Yeah, me too, but my goodness.
Oh yeah, it's hard not to.
They made the playoffs last year.
Yeah, they're putting together. I mean, this is obviously you can't grade a draft.
Trade a graft.
Yeah. I don't think you can grade it for 2-3 years, really. But man, on paper, they're killing it.
Yeah. The last two years.
It's like them and the Eagles in terms of, and I'm giving it to them because they didn't draft any murderers. So, that you know of. Yeah.
I mean, the future is always in motion, as Yoda said. That's Yoda, right? I got that right?
I think so. I don't know, but that's good stuff. Going back to Jaden Reed, though, I think that it's an interesting, like you said, it's interesting that the Packers picked him over some of the other receivers available because he is a little bit older coming out of college. He's already 23, but he's a great route runner. This is another guy from the Senior Bowl that Barry Shuck was really high on, and we talked about him when we had him on back whenever that was in February. So,
did you just say he's a little older at 23?
Well, a lot of these guys coming out are in like 21, maybe 22.
Do you remember Brandon Whedon exists?
Yeah.
Ended Hooker's already. What is he? He's already older than Joe Burrow, isn't it? I think.
Should read Fatal Gnome's last comment in the live.
I don't know. We're gonna read that.
Where's it at?
Gosh,
who's he talking to?
There's Ravens fans here right now. This is how you know though that Ravens fans are delusional. I mean, he says Watson's a good QB, Chubb is good, everyone else blows. There's no stop. Come on, be real. Be realistic. Miles Garrett blows. Come on, bro. Like
Amari Cooper was pretty.
Amari Cooper blows. I mean, come on. Like, stop. You can, like, at least if you're going to talk crap, like, use factual, you know, points.
That's like whenever we put out that video, that our little blurb about talking smack on Juju. Remember that? There were so many people in the comments on that video saying, when was the last time the Browns had a 1,000-yard receiver? I'm like, this year?
Like, come on. And we had 2,000-yard receivers, and we had Odell and Jarvis.
Right.
And a 1,000-yard rusher. Sure. We won 6 games that year. It doesn't freaking mean anything. You know what I mean? Right. Like, so, but did you guys think it was funny last night that the Jets took a defensive player?
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Because, I mean, Aaron Rodgers supposedly is always mad that they weren't drafting help for him. And then he goes to the Jets and they go defensive.
So the big thing, though, was the Steelers. It was Steelers, right? Jumped up ahead of the Jets to get that offensive tackle.
Yep.
Did they jump the Jets or?
I thought it was.
Yeah. They took Roderick Jones.
Yeah. And that was like, what, the tier break on the tackles and the Jets. That's who they were gunning for to try to get that protection for Rodgers. Because you saw, were you watching that last night or you were busy?
I was busy.
So if you were watching, then you saw that the Jets were scrambling. They were scrambling as soon as he got picked by the Steelers. Mm-hmm. They didn't know where to go with their pick. They were trying to trade it. It was kind of fun to watch, honestly, and they came away with Will McDonald, which...
You should probably be prepared.
Andrew Berry should have said, we'll give you Anthony Schwartz.
Right. I wanted to mention a couple other good players for the Browns, just for this guy. They have a former Pro Bowler right tackle in Jack Conklin. We have two of the top five guards in the league in Betonio and Teller. We had the number three graded overall center last year in Posick. We have... Denzel Ward is one of the best. He's a top 10 corner in the league.
Martin Emerson, one of the promising rookies last year.
So don't come at me with everybody on the Browns. Just stop. You can say as an organization we've sucked. Yes, I say that all the time.
That's fair.
You're not telling me anything that I don't already know.
Yeah.
You can't say that the roster is terrible. Stop. You sound stupid. We're coming, by the way, just a reminder, we're coming up. We're probably about 10 minutes or so away from picking more winners in our homage t-shirt giveaway and our Brown of the Elf t-shirt giveaways. So if you haven't yet entered those contests, again, to enter those, you have to become a Dog Pack member on here. What else do you got to do?
You can be if you're a Patreon Dog Pack member, become that. Go to our Twitter page and retweet the pinned tweet at the top. But I mean, you're here on YouTube, right? You're watching this. 99 cents, become a Dog Pack member and get 3 entries into the drawing. About to make the drawing.
Yep. And again, and it's live all night. We got 3 more giveaways. Well, 6 more giveaways. Yep. But for the homage t-shirts, you know, which a lot of you guys I know you're interested in, and the grand prize giveaway, I think we're probably going to do sometimes time around the Browns pick. Mm-hmm. That's 2 t-shirts and a hoodie. I mean, that's $100-some worth of t-shirts and hoodies.
Shirts are almost $40 a piece.
Yeah. So it's 99 cents. So if it's something you're interested in, you want to help out the show, do it.
And you get the cool little badge, you know, level 1 badge. And a lot of these guys are about to turn into level 2 here after they've been a member for a month. And you get the emojis. Thank you, Natus the Greatest and Andrew Jackson, for showing those off. Watch this.
And again, jointhedogs.com, become a Dog Pack member. I jumped into the Discord during the break.
Okay.
And it's going off. Okay. So now we got, am I saying this right? Is it Gervin or Gervin?
Gervon Dexter.
Gervon. Man, I'm terrible.
See,
Gervon Dexter Sr., interior defensive lineman out of Florida, going to Chicago. You told me Richardson had no help. He's got a second round pick.
Yeah. What a great receiver Gervon Dexter is, huh?
I know we talked – we talked about this earlier, but we know maybe there's some new people. To me, that is – I'm not drafting a guy fourth overall who is a project. That's just, to me, like, that's crazy.
You know,
especially because if you don't pick him this year and you stink, you can draft Caleb Williams next year.
Yep.
This
who's not a project.
This
now a project. Now, you if he doesn't eventually pan out, you're 5-6 years behind schedule,
and you're fired.
And you're fired. Yeah. And all these good weapons and stuff you have, they're done. They're not even on the team anymore.
This pick is interesting. We or at least I talked about it.
Yes, you
a
did.
Little
yep.
bit. Mm-hmm. I like Gervon Dexter. I think a lot of people probably think I didn't like him, but
you didn't sound too high on him.
He's one dimensional. That's what's interesting to me. The Bears, in my opinion, taking him this high at 53.
Yeah,
they're betting that he can develop some sort of pass rush because this guy is a dominant run defender, but he gets pushed around in the pass rush. So for the Bears, I mean, this is a team that has swung for the fences, it seems, so far.
Yeah.
You know, doing what they've done and, you know, moving off of one and getting everything they've gotten. They take a guy who's a little bit, in a similar way, kind of a project to where he's really good at one thing, and they're betting on him to develop as a pass rusher. If he does, he can be really good. He could be really good. The only thing I'll say about him is my biggest pet peeve with him and why I wasn't as big of a fan. At the snap of the ball, he is so slow.
That's not good.
Like, yeah. I mean, he literally, when the ball snapped, he stands up and just sits there and then gets his hands on you and kind of shifts you around. I just backed way far away. I hope
yeah, you were pretty
me.
Far back there.
I could hear you.
Okay. Well, yeah, you're right there. But I
Joel
hope.
Might not have been able to.
I hope that he can kind of develop. Here's another really good pick.
Yep.
Yeah.
I just saw that.
Tuli
Tuilapo-tu. I think you nailed that.
Close.
Spot on. I was really happy that Njigba didn't end up in San Diego also. Not San Diego, LA.
Mm-hmm.
Last night. So, edge rusher out of USC, 20 years old, 6'3", 266 pounds. It says he is an ascending, versatile defensive lineman. He barely came off the field for the Trojans this past fall. He racked up 56 pressures at 6'4", 290 pounds. He can play on the edge, over tackles, or a three technique in the NFL. So, a lot of versatility for the Chargers. Oh, I know who the
Chiefs.
The Chiefs traded up.
Did they?
And their pick is in. I don't know why TV is like they're like a good 5 minutes behind.
A lot of people thought this would be the Browns' first pick.
Let me ask you something. Are you guys surprised that Jalin Hyatt hasn't gone yet? Because
no,
there was a lot of mock draft, a lot of that, you know, kind of pre-draft hype talk of him potentially being a first round pick. Here we are, partway through round two, and there, Jaden Reed went before him. Because I've been hearing that Jalin Hyatt is more of a one-trick pony. Is that what NFL teams are telling you by...
That's what it is.
Okay.
Unfortunately, it sucks because I think if the Browns take Jalin Hyatt at 74, I'm going to be elated. Because he's got the talent.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about Jalin Hyatt for the people who don't know?
So Jalin Hyatt, obviously... Why am I forgetting the kid's name?
The other receiver?
No.
Oh, Hendon Hooker.
Hendon Hooker. Yep. Thank you.
Yep.
Oh, hang on. Richard Christmas, welcome to the dog pack.
All right.
Oh. All right. But no, Jalin Hyatt had a really good year because you saw the elevation of Hendon Hooker. Hendon Hooker, before he tore his ACL, was top two in the country. I mean, he was up there with CJ. Yeah. He was up there with Bryce. He was up there with anybody you want to name. And so much of, you know, Hendon Hooker's numbers came from hitting him deep. I mean, there was that one game, I forget, where Jalin Hyatt had like four touchdowns. And everybody was like, this guy's going to be going top 10. But, you know, in the NFL, a lot of teams now are afraid to take that kind of one-trick pony because you've seen over the last couple of years kind of the speed guys fail. And it's not that he's a crazy burner, and I do think it's being overstated, the lack of route-running ability, because I don't think he's a bad receiver,
mm-hmm.
you know. So I'm surprised he's still here at 55. You got anything to say on this? I don't think I've heard you talk.
I was just listening to you wax eloquent on.
John, why don't you just tell us about your day?
Yeah.
How you doing, buddy?
What do you think?
Nice to meet you. This is our first time meeting.
Wow, what a moment.
Yeah, you guys just witnessed history. So we talked about this before you got here. I don't know how much you know about the guy, but what do you think about the Colts taking a quarterback at number 4 overall who only completed 53% of his passes in college and played one season?
I don't like drafting quarterbacks early if they're not a sure thing. I've never liked it.
There's no such
thing. I was going to say, is there ever a sure thing?
Well, there's not, I guess. But yes, kind of. I would have picked Joe Burrow number 1 overall.
Trevor Lawrence.
It worked out.
So you're talking about just like a very polished prospect. Right. Trevor Lawrence,
yeah.
Yeah, and even like...
Do you think Bryce Young, sure you can throw him in there.
I think he's going to be good. I'm so biased, though, about C.J. Stroud as an Ohio State fan. Like, I think he's just going to be real solid.
Well, what I've been saying to people, too, is like I've watched every snap of C.J. Stroud's college career, and I watched whenever he was a freshman, true freshman quarterback. And partway through that season, it was like, we're in trouble.
He sucked.
You know, he came in to replace Justin Fields, who I loved at Ohio State, was a great quarterback for us. And Stroud was rough, man. It was not pretty. And by the end of that season, he was in the Heisman running. I mean, the development that he went through, the progression, just shows what he's capable of. And he's only going to continue to get better, in my opinion, in the NFL.
Yeah.
Yeah, what I liked about CJ is you saw, like, throughout his career, he kept getting better. Mm-hmm. And, like, the things that he struggled with early as a freshman, by the time he left, they were strengths. Mm-hmm. Richardson didn't even play long enough to figure that out. You know what I mean? And I
think you're just a hater, Blake.
No, but I'm the same way in San Francisco. I don't think Lance... There's nothing about Trey Lance that I think tells me he's going to be a good NFL quarterback.
So the only, I guess my defense of the Colts drafting Anthony Richardson at 4 is not so much in defense of Richardson. It's more of if you need a quarterback and you know that we're not going the retread route. There's no veterans, you know, bridge guys out there. We want to try again. They got that new head coach. You know, he's coming in here. He wants to get his guy and make him his guy. You got the opportunity to take somebody with, like you said, I mean, he has to develop it, but if he develops as a quarterback, I mean, the potential is there to be an absolute stud.
He's got Mahomes' potential, which I'm just, oh, let me finish what I'm going to say.
Oh my goodness. Stop,
Justin.
Well, that was DF. Thanks for coming. You can see yourself out.
I'm going to leave early.
Let me clarify what I'm saying. Did you know Patrick Mahomes was Patrick Mahomes when he was drafted? No, absolutely you not. Didn't. But what did he show on film? He showed the athleticism. He showed the ability to extend plays, move around.
You're right. He was not a prospect that everybody was raving
about. Exactly. Yeah. And I'm not saying Anthony Richardson is Patrick Mahomes, but he has similar traits. That's why you take him that high.
That's like saying anybody who's athletic with a big arm has the potential to be Patrick Mahomes.
But I guess I'm saying at 4, if you're on the clock there and you know, like, we have to have a quarterback. Like, that's the one position we have to address, and we got to address it here because
but you can't just draft him in I took him at 4, so he'll be good.
No, I'm saying wow. They believe that they can wow. do that. This
I think that was a perfect situation too for Patrick Mahomes. Like,
when Patrick Mahomes had a body of work, he went toe for toe with the Heisman Trophy winner in college. He didn't complete 53% of his passes. Like, I think he was so underwhelming. He wasn't even like one of the best quarterbacks in his own conference. You know what I mean?
Who was? Will Levis?
he played better than Richardson.
No. No.
Statistically, hell, he did.
No. Well, I think either way, I mean, I'm excited to see how these guys play out in the NFL in year one. Yeah. It's going to...
Listen,
I know they're going to get thrust into the starting role sooner rather than later.
Hayden Youngblood, welcome to the dog pack. Thank you.
Hey, what's up,
Hayden? Very much.
I just threw your name into the drawing here.
Did you get Christmas?
I did.
Okay. Yep. But no, I just, if they would have taken him in the second round, okay, cool.
He wouldn't have been there. That's the thing. Somebody was going to take him in
nobody took Will Levis.
So let me
ask Will Levis. Nobody took Will Levis. So you can't say he wasn't going to be there.
I think if the Colts didn't take him at four, I think Seattle was taking him.
I know they talked about it.
Yeah.
They have an embarrassment of riches, multiple picks, and a quarterback that can play for 3-4 more years.
So are you not? You don't think Gardner Minshew is going to be able to start for a significant amount of time?
I love Gardner Minshew, but if he is, if you think he can start for a significant amount of time, you're talking multiple years.
No, I'm more so. I mean, half a season or more is what I'm talking about.
If you think Richardson's going to be ready in a half a season, dude, there's no way.
They're definitely. I agree with.
Josh.
Josh, yeah. I'm mixing up Josh and Justin. Sorry.
Just be like Jay.
I agree with Josh in the sense of Richardson will play this year. I think they're going to be smart about it, though, because the Colts aren't in a position where they have to throw him
out. Let me ask you something.
And somebody in the chat, is Richardson going to be good, or is he going to – what's he going to be?
Can we do a poll?
I just did a poll.
You just did a poll?
That, yeah. Let me ask you something. Okay. If Hooker doesn't get injured – do you think that he gets drafted above Richardson? If he doesn't get hurt and he continues to play like that all season?
Where's this poll at?
No, I don't.
No?
You don't think so?
I don't think so. I think...
How old is Anthony Richardson? He's 21, isn't he? Did he just turn 21?
He's young.
He's really young.
Yeah.
Okay. And Hooker's 26?
Yeah. Okay. That's my reasoning. Hooker's 26, older. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, you've seen quarterbacks have 1 year success and come in the Joe Burrow. Mm-hmm. But... to me, I think the skill set that, you know, Richardson has is more than Hendon Hooker.
Okay.
Although I think Hooker is the better day one starter.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
That's kind of
That's what I was going with.
Hooker's going to come in. If he starts, he's going to be more polished because he's more mature. You know, he understands the film work and everything like that much more. He's been around for a while.
I don't know if he'll be ready for the start of the season, right?
No. Hooker, I think he's going to be out probably.
Didn't he midseason?
I thought it was towards the end.
It was toward the end. I think it was in November when he tore it.
Shout out Jesse Kossmeyer. Welcome to the Dog Pack supporter.
You're in the drawing.
Well, you're also in the drawing, which are we going to be doing that now?
We might as well just go ahead and do it.
And we're going to do it.
It's a good pick. Best center in the draft.
Best center in the draft of the Giants.
Well, that's a good thing. You just signed Daniel Jones, so. To a longer, you know, extension.
Yeah, I feel like that's kind of gotten lost in the offseason, like the contract that he got.
Yeah.
Which I guess compared to like some of the contracts he's other quarterbacks are getting, that was nothing.
Right.
So are we going to do another drawing? Are we going to take another quick 5-minute break after?
What do you guys want to do? Do you guys need a break? Are we good? Do we want to
stand up?
Yeah, I need to
stand up and stretch. So that's cool. We'll take a quick 5-minute break. Yep.
Yep. So make sure we're going to announce the winners. We're going to take another quick 5-minute break, and we will be right back. Again, don't go anywhere. We're going to be here until the Browns make their picks tonight. We're in here. We're in it for the long haul. Mm-hmm. Yep. We appreciate you guys being here. Thank you for all the support. Thank you for everybody who's joined so far. Without further ado, here are your winners.
So let's switch it up this time. This will be for the Brownie the Podcaster Elf t-shirt. In this drawing, winner number two for, I guess that'd be February, is Benjamin Mast.
Benjamin Mast. So hopefully you're listening right now. We have your contact information because we have your email. We will be getting a hold of you and getting you your t-shirt. Again, thank you for your support.
Okay. The homage t-shirt number two is going to be Val Swanson.
Okay.
Val Swanson, I hope. Ron Swanson's wife. hopefully you're watching, Val. We will get your contact information. Do we have a way to get their contact information?
Yeah, I've got... I'll be reaching out to everybody. We'll get it taken care of.
Okay, cool. So we'll be getting a hold of you guys. We'll get you your free homage t-shirt. Make sure you guys are coming back, because the closer we get to this Browns pick, I'm pretty sure we're going to do the grand prize drawing, and that is going to be two homage t-shirts and a homage hoodie. That's like north of $100 value, so you don't want to miss that. So again, we're going to take a quick 5-minute break, and we will be right back. Please don't go anywhere. Thank you so much for being here. We'll see you guys in 5 minutes.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Dogs Podcast. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube and follow us on Twitter at the Dogs Podcast. Get your thoughts on the show at thedogspodcast.com.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.